In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so here we are again. We know it's coming. We know that Holy Week is just right around the corner here now. We know where the gospel story is going, but it always seems so violent and so petty. Here again, the cross is veiled because Jesus has hid himself from the Pharisees. There's confusion and misunderstanding of the truth, and everything just seems off as we go into Holy Week. The Pharisees in our gospel lesson are done with Jesus. They aren't going to put up with Jesus any longer, and yet Jesus wasn't about to back down. Here again, Jesus holds them accountable for the hatred they have of the truth. Here again, Jesus is chastising them for their actions against their fellow man, for preferring themselves and their honor and their riches and their history over mercy and grace. Here again, Jesus was teaching them about the misunderstanding they had of God's holy word. Again, Jesus is speaking in a way that is just foreign to the Pharisees, these so-called experts in the law. So what do you do? What do you do when you're confronted with something true and yet you don't want to hear it? Or maybe you just don't like it. You throw rocks. Locked in a battle of words with an utterly irreconcilable tension between Jesus and the Pharisees, one that had been building for months, if not years, by this point in the gospel lesson, the showdown commences. The town wasn't big enough for the two of them, you might say. The only question was, who was going to go down in this showdown? It looks like a completely foolish fight. Jesus has done nothing but love and care for the poor, the sick, the needy, the destitute. He's even raised the dead one after another. All the while, he's been claiming that his words come from the Father. It was the last part, more than anything else, that spurred the tension. The Pharisees could put up with a miracle healer. They could put up with somebody doing good deeds for the poor. They might not have liked how he went about it. Maybe they didn't like that he was doing it on the Sabbath. Maybe they didn't like who he was doing it for, but they could live with it. But now that Jesus makes the irreconcilable claim, the one that absolutely must be heard, that he is indeed the Son of God, and that he has heard the Father and speaks for the Father and has come from the Father, now they're out of the realm of their comfortable zone. As long as Jesus isn't telling them to be merciful or for them to change their action, and as long as Jesus isn't claiming to be God, then they're fine with whoever else is running around in the world. The Pharisees are operating under the live and let live principle. They are operating under this concept that, oh yes, guys, as long as somebody else keeps their beliefs and we keep ours, everybody will be just fine. But when Jesus claims that he's the Son of God, it of course offends the Pharisees because they want to be recognized for having a claim to the truth, or at least a claim to the truth. So is it ever really a wonder when the teaching of Jesus Christ collide with the evil and futile ways of the world that violence has to occur? Whenever we base our understanding of faith on anything other than Christ's holy words, we will find ourselves at war with Jesus. Whenever our fears, our loves, our trusts, the things that we really hope for are based on anything at all other than the Word of God made flesh, we will inevitably be chastised by Jesus for our lack of truth, our lack of faith. And when that happens, we are bound to be very quickly the ones throwing stones. We all have our own experiences in life that shape us and who we are today. You can look back on your life, your mentors, your coaches, minor life events, major life events, tragic events, romances, all these things in your life that have shaped your worldview, how you look at the world around you. It's natural that we gravitate towards certain people and ideas and places, and we either learn from them or we don't learn from them, and sometimes that's a problem. But none, not all of these experiences are good. Not all of these experiences teach us the right lesson. Even though we might learn the lesson, it might not be the right one. And not all the things that you read on the internet, I know this is hard to believe, not everything you read or hear on the TV is good and correct. I know it's out there, but it might not be right. Hashtag fake news, right? Many opinions we hold, and myself included, many experiences we rely on are actually opposite of Christ and His words. And when we are finally confronted with the truth of God's Word, when Christ's words finally meet us and the mess that we're in, and we realize it, and we realize that we've been neglecting for the truth, maybe for weeks and months, years, decades, we either repent or we dig in. The truth will either set us free, or it will unsettle us, catch us off balance, and make us slaves to our fears. And then we gotta lash out if that's what's gonna happen. Sometimes we lash out by ignoring Jesus, we're ignoring His church, ignoring His sacraments. Well, this can't possibly be what Jesus wants, so I'm done with it. Sometimes we lash out by trying to make Jesus' words fit within our own little worldviews, make Jesus' words fit our understanding of the world or how we think it should work. And then we start to be violent to the words themselves. We kind of twist them and distort them and turn them around so we can at least keep our little ways. Other times people literally go on the offensive. Maybe they literally start throwing rocks. Not only do they flee church, they fight it. They write about it negatively. They try to convert the masses to stay away from the truth of Jesus. They attack the people of God. It doesn't matter what level of attack you take, passive aggressive or default aggressive, you'll start casting stones in your own way. Because the truth is, we want God on our side, whether we're right or wrong. Even if we're on the side of evil, we want Him with us. The world is telling us more and more that if we just need to continue doing what we want in our sinful flesh, and that's just fine. Increasingly, there's pressure to ban Christians from praying in public. There's increasing pressure to tax the churches to death. There's increasing pressures to make the church bend to the evil of the world and make it look just like the world. Because as soon as the church looks just like the world, as soon as it's all about our emotions and passions and the things we want and the things that we like, then there's nothing really in the way. Doesn't matter who has the truth then. Everybody has just a little claim on the truth. But the truth of God cannot abide with evil, cannot abide with our human ways. As we heard a few weeks ago, you can't serve two masters. You're always, always going to serve one over the other. And if you do serve your Savior, the flip side is also true. If you embrace the truth, if you embrace your faith and you know that your Savior is there for you and you follow Jesus no matter what the road what might lead to, where that road might lead to, you're going to have stones thrown at you too. It's always been this way. Ecclesiastes reminds us that there is nothing new under the sun. It's always a case of history repeating itself. Cain didn't like the word of God when God confronted him about his offerings and his sin, and so he smashed Abel's head with a stone. The people of Israel were confronted by Zechariah and told to repent from their love of the world. They tried to stone him. The Pharisees hated the church and its words, and they stoned Stephen. That's why we have the third commandment, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We are told to honor the Sabbath day so that we would not despise preaching and His word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear it and learn it. So that we would not despise the truth of God's word, the preaching and correction according to His word. Because the word of God is for you, my friends, to reveal to you the truth of Jesus Christ. The word of God is preached to you to teach, to correct, to show and guide, to give you Jesus, you His baptized saints. You are His and you hear His word and you see His love and you see what price He has given for you. That word of God becomes a shield against the evils of this world. Even though the world will still throw stones at you, it becomes a truth in a very dark and untruthful place. And it declares you forgiven. So put down your stones and turn on your ears. And if the stones are coming and flying in your direction, then take up the shield of faith and trust that even Jesus could not be put to death until it was his appointed time. Because the Lord knows how to rescue his own. The Lord knows how to raise the dead, and he can raise you whether you are literally dead or just down on hard times. No one is able to truly harm you before the appointed time of your departure. And yes, the devil, the world, and your sinful flesh will be just as confused as the Pharisees were when Jesus disappeared from amongst them. And so walk with confidence and boldly go through them all. Your Jesus is with you. Amen.